When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 11 of Dare to Be. Our devotion today is titled simply, Tested. Warren Wiersbe once wrote, "In the school of faith, we must have occasional tests, or we will never know where we are spiritually." Our text for today comes from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 3. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose, and went to the place of which God had told him. Genesis chapter 22 records God testing Abraham. The Hebrew word for testing, found in Genesis 22 verse 1, is nasa. It was used primarily in the Old Testament to prove someone's quality or character. In ancient Israel, testing was often used to determine the authenticity and quality of metals. This concept extended metaphorically to the testing of someone's faith. The idea of divine testing is rooted in the covenant relationship between God and His people, where trials serve as opportunities for growth and deeper reliance on God. After these things, God tested Abraham, Genesis 22, verse 1. God promised Abraham descendants when he was 75 years old in Genesis 12. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born, Genesis 21, verse 5. Abraham waited for God to fulfill his promise for 25 years. Abraham didn't have perfect faith, but he had progressing faith. He made several mistakes along the way, but his faith continued to grow throughout the years since God had first called him. After these wandering years with God, God tested Abraham's faith. God told him to sacrifice the son that he had waited on for 25 years. Isaac's name, according to Genesis 21 verse 6, means laughter. But this was no laughing matter. R. Kent Hughes adds excellent insight into Abraham's test. "We know it was a test, but Abraham did not, and the hearing of God's command must have been excruciating beyond words, because it began with terms of family endearment. Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah." He was Abraham's only son by virtue of Ishmael's departure some 14 to 16 years earlier. Significantly, the same word, boy, is here used for Isaac as was used for Ishmael when he was a teenager. Teenager Isaac had been his laughter for a decade and a half. And as the child of the promise, everything was focused on him. Abraham loved him with aching parental love, the kind that hurts. Those sweet, endearing terms are followed by unmitigated horror. "Offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." That's from verse 2. Three simple, unqualified imperatives: take, go, offer him are the bare structure of the command. To an ancient Middle Easterner, burnt offering suggested a process. First, cutting the offering's throat. Then, dismemberment. And then, a sacrifice by fire, in which the body parts were completely consumed on the altar. This is the horror Abraham imagined with his own son, the sacrifice, and more. It was not beyond the range of Abraham's experience. Human sacrifice took place in Ur, and it was also a part of Canaanite culture. Human sacrifice was therefore familiar to his conceptual worldview, however dumbfounding and repulsive it may have been to him. Remember, he did not have the yet-to-be-written Torah to inform his worldview or his doctrine of God. Yet Abraham did not, for a moment, doubt God's command. Genesis chapter 22, verse 3, records Abraham's response to God's incredible test. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Abraham didn't delay and fully obeyed God's word. Some questions to consider. Think of a time in your life when God tested your obedience. Put yourself in Abraham's sandals. How would you respond if God gave you the same test? And finally, what does Abraham's obedience tell you about his faith and his love for God? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.